From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Emmanuel Ridge, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Little children, do not worry, cause you still got lots of time. There's no need in walking backwards, turn around and rise and shine. Cause the good Lord said he loves you, and through him your strength you'll find. Even though the world may use you, get up now, go rise and shine. Rise and shine in the early morning, shine your light all through the day. Makes no difference what they tell you, step right up and have your say. Cause the good Lord said he loves you, and in him your strength you'll find. Even though the world may use you, get up now, go rise and shine.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
But he died out there on Calvary, so the world would not be lost. And no matter how they treat you, if they slap you in the face, just remember Jesus loves you, and on that cross he took your place. Rise and shine in the early morning, shine your light all through the day. Makes no difference what they tell you, step right up and have your say. Cause the good Lord said he loves you, and in him your strength you'll find. Even though the world may use you, get up now, go rise and shine. Himself with Jesus in a large house up above. Says the good book Jesus tells us, Lazarus learned to live on love. Rise and shine in the early morning, shine your light all through the day. Makes no difference what they tell you, step right up and have your say. Cause the good Lord said he loved you, and in him your strength you'll find. Even though the world may use you, get up now, go rise and shine. Rise and shine in the early morning, shine your light all through the day. Makes no difference what they tell you, step right up and have your say. Cause the good Lord said he loves you, and within your strength you'll find. Even though the world may use you, get up now, go rise and shine. Even though the world may use you, get up now, go rise and shine.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 496th live performance. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage the sound of Bluegrass Gospel with Emmanuel Ridge. They're a Kentucky band formed in January of 2014. Emmanuel Ridge is just from down the road in Monticello, Kentucky in Wayne County. Welcome, please, tonight's guest to Red Barn Radio, Emmanuel Ridge.
Clouds so swift, the rain won't lift, the tailings won't close, cause the railings froze. Get your mind off of winter time, you ain't going nowhere. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in my easy chair? Buy me a flute and a gun that shoots, tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots, you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me
knows the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Morning came and the morning went. Pick up your money, boys, pack up your tin. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, you ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in my easy chair? Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his kings supplied to sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we get up to it. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in my easy chair? My bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in my easy chair? Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in my easy chair?
Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Brad Becker, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Red Barn Radio. Tonight's show is just another great example of the kinds of music we bring to the airwaves every week. We're here tonight with Emmanuel Ridge, and Emmanuel Ridge is from down in Wayne County. The leader of Emmanuel Ridge is Greg Allen Edwards, and I thought Greg's been singing the tunes you've heard so far. Greg, I thought maybe you could start off by just introducing the config of players you have with you here this evening.
Is that what we're calling this? Put it down. I won't put that in the website. Config.
Config. That's short for configuration. Well,
first off, thanks for having us in. But this gentleman down here on the left, your right, whatever you want to call it, Mr. James Stiltner, tell him where you're from. That'll explain a whole lot.
Hurley, Virginia.
I have no idea how you got here, folks, but I needed a lead player when I got here, and he stepped in. Next to him, this young man right here, Shane Harmon, he is helping us out tonight. He plays more than just that mandolin, but that's the only thing I brought him that he could carry. He's so scrawny. We give him a hard time because is it newly engaged? Is that how we say that? Newly engaged?
Oh.
You won't stay skinny for much longer, brother, let me tell you that. I looked like you when I got married. See, it's almost all over with, so enjoy it while you can. In between Shane and myself and our bass player over here, my daughter, Erin Edwards, she takes care of me and makes sure that I don't mess up. So if I've made any mistakes, that's her fault. She tries to sing a little bit with us. And the gentleman behind us, so just so they know that you have a voice, lean in there and tell them your name so they know you have a voice.
My name's Tim Compton.
Now, that'll be the only time you'll ever hear him speak tonight unless somebody asks him a direct question.
And it really sort of sounded like he whispered it.
Yeah.
His name.
Voice don't carry.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Biggest instrument in the house, but smallest for you. I don't know. Tim and I are the old men. If you want to make sure that you feel young, play with younger people, keep everybody on that side, we're just tilted this side and that side. This is the old side, that's the young side.
Misery was my sinful plight, starving for the bread of life. When another beggar shared with me so true, told me Jesus was his bread, dying, rising from the dead. Then I took the loaf to share with others too. Let me with another beggar share my bread. The living bread, let me take him before he's dead. He gave me one to share his own. Now I long to pass it on. Let me with
trot, hungry for the things of God. Though daily eating manna from above, and with others on my mind, there can be no waste of time sharing with the dying sinners Jesus loves. Let me with another beggar share my bread. The living bread, let me take him for he's dead. He gave me one to share his own. Now I long to pass it on. Let me with another beggar share my bread. Give me a little lead over there. Message of the cross, I must go and tell the lost. Before they're gone, where bread is never found, mercy moves inside of me. How I long to make them see, sharing bread of life with hungry all around. Let me with another beggar share my bread.
You've just joined us. Tonight, we're with Emmanuel Ridge on Red Barn Radio.
We've been at this now for going on 2 years by ourselves, and we're having a ball with it. It was a rough year last year. We had some people had some sickness and had some headaches, but if the snow doesn't lock us in for another month in this wonderful state of ours that when I moved here, they told me, we never get snow.
Uh-huh.
Guess what?
When you moved here from where?
I was born and raised in Ohio. My dad retired a few years back, 20-some-odd years back, and I came down here to help him move to the state. Him and my stepmom, my younger brother, came down here, was down here for about 2 weeks, and I made up my mind I wasn't going back. Huh. So I went back, quit my job, came down here and went to work, and about a month and a half, 2 months later, met my wife, and I've been here ever since, and I still say I'm not going back.
Greg, why don't you start by telling listeners about your Grandpa Earl?
My grandfather, when he was younger, as young as way before he was my age, worked coal mining towns throughout southeastern Kentucky. He started out playing a clawhammer banjo with people like Bobby and Sonny Osborne and a lot of the other guys that got their start from Hazard to Haydn to wherever down through there. They'd play barn dances and things on Saturday nights, and they'd play in church on Sunday if the occasion arose and they wanted him to. And he taught all of his sons how to play music, my father and three of his brothers. They carried it on from then, and they did a little stint in Nashville back in the 50s, kept playing around with the family and other people from there on out. And I had gotten away from it, and then my generation came along, and none of us were performing regularly. I guess the bug hit me, so about the time I turned about 22, 23, I started back up, and I've been playing ever since.
You just told me that you're leaving on the next train coming down. I love you, dear. You think I'll follow? And I just think I'll stay around. For someday I know you want me. When your true love can be found. But if you go, dear, I won't follow. I just think I'll stay around. Well, now you know I've always loved you and will never let you down.
just think I'll stay around for someday. I know you want me when your true love can be found, but if you go dear, I won't follow. I just think I'll stay around.
As a young person, you had some memories of, I think my understanding was that you traveled around maybe with a, that there was a family,
oh, yeah.
A family singing group, yeah, Pilgrim's Quartet.
Let me back up a little bit. Yeah. I guess I should have put that in there. My aunt and uncle were members of the Pilgrim's Quartet out of Hamilton, Ohio for about 40 years. I got started doing this when I was very young. They took us at 3, 4, 5 years old, and we'd go on the road with them on the weekends. And we'd start out at one end of Kentucky or Virginia or West Virginia or wherever. We'd play one church here, one church there. And then on Sunday night, finally, we'd head home. And I'd go home, and then next weekend, we'd start out and do it again.
And the kids would go along because they were just young and needed to be cared for.
Well, we were, well, actually, with my aunt and uncle, I just wanted to go. I wasn't big enough to hold an instrument at that point, but I wanted to go, and I wanted to play, and I wanted to sing. And they'd let me sing along with everybody else. And
you were on stage with everyone?
Oh, yeah, from time to time. They played programs with some very big names, but they were back in they started out in the late 40s, early 50s, and they were opening for groups like the Rambos, anywhere around there. They were in around Dayton, Ohio. There were big gospel shows that came to a place they used to have up there called Hera Arena, and they would have huge links of groups. You'd have 10, 12 buses at that time on a Saturday, and they'd start at 11, 12 o'clock and go until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You never knew which group was going to go where or whatever. They just fit them in as they came in, and they were always there with things like that and then playing in churches and going different places. One of the festivals that's real big over in between where James lives and where I live called the Breaks of the Mountains. They were the first group to play the first year that the Breaks of the Mountains Festival started. I knew when I came back here that I wanted to get back to doing it more than I did.
I remember standing at my father's bedside as the tears filled up the wrinkles on his face, and as I held his wind, he smiled and whispered, "Son, I'm going to live in a better place, and I'll have eyes that will never fill with teardrops, and I'll have legs that will never ache with pain, and I'll have hands that will never age and wither, and a heart that will never break again." City where with Jesus we will live forevermore. There are mansions in construction for my dwelling, and the streets of God will run by my front door, and I'll have eyes that will never fill with teardrops, legs that will never ache with pain,
the lame, and the deaf who's never heard the roar of thunder will gladly rejoice to hear the Savior call his name. And I'll have eyes that will never fill with teardrops, and I'll have legs that will never ache with pain.
Some of these early memories you have of music with the Pilgrims Quartet, you said that was your aunt and uncle.
Yes.
Right? And they were, it sounds like they were sort of key figures. You know, my cousins.
They still are. They didn't have any children when they were younger. So we had about 17 or 18 nieces and nephews. And at times, I believe we were all at their house at the same time. And we would go back and forth. They had a big house where they lived, and we remained close. My brother and sister and I had remained close to them for a long time. After my dad got ready to retire, it was kind of like a mass exodus. They all left Ohio and came back to Kentucky. They were raised in little towns like Leatherwood and Hyden and Hazard and Stearns, Kentucky. All the coal mining towns that were through there, they were back and forth. You may leave Kentucky, but Kentucky will never leave you. James actually is a very talented young man. He plays off like he's not sometimes, but he plays about five or six different instruments. James is not a true flat picker, and he's not a true, I guess what you'd call country picker. He does what they call cross picking, and he combines a little bit of flat picking with a little bit of country picking and a little bit of his own little back and forth.
Thank you.
My father said, some things you learn I only do when it comes your turn. Everything comes around, so be ready if you can. Prepare your heart like a farmer turns his land. And you plant your fields when the spring is tender. When the summer beats down, you pray for rain. You hope for the harvest in the long, cold winter. And then you plant your fields again. Well, he spoke right to my restless soul. Still wild and hungry, nearly uncontrolled. For all that you dream, there's a time and a place. But you won't know it till it comes your way. And you plant your fields when the spring is tender. When the summer beats down, you pray for rain. You hope for the harvest in the long, cold winter. Then you plant your fields again. When the spring is tender, you plant your fields again.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Emmanuel Ridge, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Emmanuel Ridge after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
You hope for the harvest in the long, cold winter. And then you plant your fields again. When the spring is tender, plant your fields again. You plant your fields again. You plant your fields again. You plant your fields again.
Welcome back. More Red Barn Radio with Emmanuel Ridge, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky.
How many times must I forgive my brother? They must forgive their brother. Then Peter asked Jesus, how much should I forgive? Then Jesus spoke to Peter. He said, 70 times 7 to be with me in heaven. That's how a man should live. How many times must I forgive my brother? And how many times will I answer, Lord, to thee? How many times must I forgive my brother? And how many times, Lord, must he forgive me? Come on there, man. As I walk this road of life, my feet sometimes grow weary, and sometimes I will stumble and forget how I must try. Then I remember Peter and how Jesus answered, forgiving my brother. Yes, that's the will of
God. And how many times must I forgive my brother? And how many times will I answer, Lord, to thee? How many times must I forgive my brother? And how many times, Lord, must he forgive me?
Come on, brother, bring that fried string.
There are going to be times here on earth that you will struggle. Maybe you've been wrong, and an answer you will see. Just remember those words that Jesus said to Peter. 70 times 7, that's powerful, not weak. Well, how many times must I forgive my brother? And how many times, Lord, must be Lord with me? And how many times must I forgive my brother? And how many times, Lord, must he forgive me? Yes, how many times, Lord, must he forgive me?
Thank you.
During the first half of the program, I spoke extensively to Greg Allen Edwards, who is the lead singer and, I guess, sort of the leader of this.
I own the van, the trailer, and the sound equipment.
There, you've heard it.
That's why I...
And that's why you get the most airtime. And loading the sound equipment is Greg's daughter, Erin, and she's doing some singing up here. She is, I think, almost 16, I heard her say.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
I'm ready to be 16.
Now, what's so big about being 16, I mean, opposed to 15?
I get to drive. That's the
only
thing I care.
Oh, okay, there is that.
No,
yeah.
No. There's a difference. You get a license to drive. Having a license and driving are two totally different things.
Yes, right. Will she get a car, Greg?
If she buys it. I'm an old-fashioned parent. My first child, through my eldest, she paid for her own car. She's still in college, and she's paying her bills and doing that stuff. So.
You think that kids take better care of stuff they have to pay for?
I do. I did. I mean, my first car was awful. I paid like $300 for it. When I got the car, it had no gas cap and no door handles. I had hangers for door handles and had a rag for a gas cap. But for $300, I had a 500-watt stereo, and I was on the road.
We help
her along the way. But, yeah, she's going to have to buy her own car. We're not buying her a car.
Well, okay, that's good. That's good. I can tell she's a good person. She's got a great presence up here and some good smiles, and she laughs at even the bad jokes that you guys tell.
$5 an hour she charges me for that.
Well, excuse me, sir. Will you do me a favor? See, I need to write a letter. I never learned to write. I got a mom and dad, and they're waiting in Kentucky. And I wanted to let them know that the boy turned out all right. Started out, dear mom. Well, I know it's been a long time, and I know I should have written you, but times have been real tough. But I've been working hard, putting back a little money, and I'm gonna come and see you and Dad just as soon as I save enough. You see, I bought a little farm, about 35 acres, and I've been working my fingers right down to the bone. 'Cause I met a little girl, and her name is Jenny Harper, and we're gonna get married this summer. Mama, don't you worry about your prodigal son. He's doing all right. He's gonna rest when his day is done. And one of these days now, and I pray it won't be long, you look up and see your prodigal son's come. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for writing down my letter. Now would you give it to the warden and ask him to put it in the mail? Yes, I know I lied. I just couldn't stand the thought of Mom and Daddy knowing that the boy's lying here in jail. 'Cause I know tomorrow they're gonna come and get me. I've got a date with the hangman's rope at dawn, but I ain't scared, 'cause now I know Jesus, and I know tomorrow I'm gonna make it home. So tell her, don't you worry about your prodigal son. He's doing all right. He's gonna rest when his days are done. One of these days now, and I pray it won't be long, you look up and see your prodigal son's come home. Oh, oh.
We also have Shane Harmon, who is here on Mando, and Greg introduced Shane. Shane's up here playing guitar now. These guys all play different instruments. It's crazy. Tim Compton is on bass. Tim is from Johnson City. And then James Stiltner. And hey, James, we haven't really had a chance to talk directly to you. You've been integral in the program, and not only because you're funny, but also because you're just such a nice player. You're from Hurley, Virginia. This is a thriving metropolis.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. If you're at the post office, you're at the wrong building.
Did you grow up there?
Oh, yeah.
Truly, where is Hurley located?
Grundy. Have you heard of Grundy?
Is it
Richlands?
Where is it in relationship to Richmond or Roanoke?
I'm on the Kentucky line.
Did you learn to play music from somebody in particular?
Grandpa.
From your grandpa?
Yeah. He put one in my hands from the time I was born, and I really didn't have much of a choice about it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it was play or you know, not
or
do
get
nothing.
Out.
Yeah, or get whooped, I guess.
What did he put in your hands, a banjo or a guitar?
Now, what do you think? You take a guess.
You play both like you've been playing them since you were born. It was a guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Was it a memorable instrument?
Just something to get me started, I guess, to see if I was going to do anything.
Yeah. You obviously can play bluegrass style. Some of the leads you were playing, like in Amazing Grace, for instance, weren't bluegrass style leads. They were coming out of like a blues tradition.
Well, I never classed myself as a player in that style. I just play whatever I feel like.
Yeah. You learn by ear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can't read, period.
Well, I doubt that.
What's that sign with the A say up there?
This is
text.
Everybody.
This guy.
A for everybody.
You bring a lot to the sound of the group. I really like your playing a lot, and
well, thank you.
Some beautiful instruments too. I don't know as much about banjos as I do about guitars. What kind of banjo is that you have back there? Is that a Fender special one? It's a Fender.
Yeah,
banjo.
It's Fender. Cheapest one I could find.
Okay, and do you have in mind getting a more expensive type banjo, or does that just serve you just
no,
fine?
No, not unless I slip and fall and come into some money. Well,
hey. But your Gibson there is that a Hummingbird?
Dove.
Oh, a Dove. That's right.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the Dove and the Hummingbird? What's the Hummingbird? Is the Hummingbird just a girl guitar?
I don't know. I've never played one.
Is that a new Gibson?
2008, I believe.
Okay.
My grandpa has a 71, I believe. So when we play two Doves together.
Did you grow up in the church, too?
Sort of.
Yeah?
Yeah, sort of. Off and on.
Okay.
Snake handling, mostly.
Oh, yeah? Did you grow up in a pretty fundamental type Christian church?
Yeah, I was, you know, drugged to that too.
There goes every Eastern Kentucky booking we had out the window. I'm going to butt in and say one thing. I'm going to brag on him just a little bit. I'm not the only one with a heritage in this music. Tell him who your grandpa was.
Johnny Jackson.
Tell him who all he played with when he was
Ralph
your
Stanley,
age.
Just you know, whoever, really. He's been playing his whole life. And when you play your whole life, you're bound to run into somebody. You know?
Even if you're in Hurley, Virginia.
Even if you're in Hurley. Sometimes we do get out on check day.
I like to hear them preach it, and I like to hear them pray. I like to hear them talk about the good old gospel way. They read it from the Bible, and they all begin to
shout. And I'm convinced that's one thing that we can't live without. I was an unbeliever, I didn't believe in God. I was always sinning as upon this earth I trod. But since I found him, sinners, well, I am not alone. Salvation is the only way that we can get home. But I like to hear him preach it, I like to hear him pray. I like to hear him talk about the good old gospel way. They read it from the Bible and they all begin to shout. And I'm convinced that's one thing that we can't live without. Come on, Fire String! Play a little lead there, guitar. But I'd sit way back in the church and I'd bow my head. And when they start to pray, and I'd just do as they bid. Well, I never even closed my eyes, I'd listen to the prayers. And since that time I found out that God is everywhere. There's people who look for bargains downtown in the stores. They deny God and all his glory and all that he stands for. Well, I don't know about deductions, but there's one thing I know. That God's your only bargain as you onward go. Well, I like to hear him preach it and I like to hear him pray. I like to hear them talk about the good old gospel way. They read it from the Bible and they all begin to shout. And I'm convinced that's one thing that we can't live without. Come on, Ray! You gonna let him out, do you? Here you go. Well, I'd like to hear him preach it. I'd like to hear him pray. I'd like to hear him talk about the good old gospel way. They read it from the Bible and they all begin to shout. And I'm convinced that's one thing that we can't live without. Yes, I'm convinced that's one thing that we can't live without.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Emmanuel Ridge on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Well, I remember well my granddaddy's counsel. Lessons tend to fade as we grow older, and I found myself in trouble at 25. And as I stood there staring down, and cops had looked me son right in the eye.
Shane Harmon plays the mandolin. You're guesting with this group here tonight. Have you played with them before?
No, I've never seen these people before. Today's the first time.
Oh, it is? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, good. And do you feel like you'd like to spend time with them again, or is this going to be it?
This will probably be it.
Okay.
Do we amuse you? Do I make you laugh in some way?
You play music part-time?
Yeah, on and off. I've played with just various people and just Poppy Mountain and cafes, and I write my own songs. And
oh, you do?
Stuff like that, yeah.
Do you play with other bands as well?
Oh, yeah, just different people locally around Round County, Kentucky, Moorhead area.
Oh, okay, so you're from that territory. There are a lot of good players over there. We know a lot of those folks.
Oh, yes.
When are you going to get married?
In April.
In April, yeah. All right. Where?
He ain't been told yet.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, true.
No, we're getting married in Morgan County.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
Hills, is that where your fiance is from?
Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations to you.
I wish I could find a greyhound that had a destination sign. Say, Elrod, Alabama, 1949. With the smell of sweet magnolias blowing in the summer air, Lord, take me back when leave me there. Pass through the land. Place that's cool and shady, tire swings and rocking chairs. Lord, take me back and leave me there.
Play me something sweet, old. Drugstore malt for two, and grandma's blue ribbon pickles that made the front page news. Yesterday is all I'm after. How I get there, I don't care. Lord, take me back and leave me there. Pass through the land of cotton. Place that's cool and shady, tire swings and rocking chairs. Lord, take me back and leave me there. Church in the valley where salvation's grace came. I see all my friends and loved ones, they'll all look just the same. There's Grandpa leading the choir, Grandma's voice, it fills the air. Lord, take me back and leave me there. Pass through the land. Shady, tire swing.
would like to thank our guests, Emmanuel Ridge, for being with us tonight here on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those of you listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, thanks to you all, the guests in our studio audience tonight. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. I think that Emmanuel Ridge is going to be able to send us home with another tune tonight. You guys have done a great job, and we've so enjoyed having you with us. Let's welcome back Emmanuel Ridge for our closing number.
When you go walking after midnight, go walking after midnight over on the wrong side of town, walk down any street, many lost souls you meet whose lives are broken like mine. You'll find souls walking out in darkness whose place in life they'll never find. They're wandering so aimless and hopelessly whose lives are broken like mine. When you after midnight over on the wrong side of town, walk down any street, any lost souls you meet whose lives are broken like mine.
All right there, Flat Top, see what you can do.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Emmanuel Ridge for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer and program host is Brad Becker. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson and Lynn Hacker. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown.
Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.